This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Yes, this is Geek Squawks, and my name is Jeff Sandu, together with Matt Armitage from Culture Pop. Just before that, you're wearing a very interesting T-shirt there, by the way, Matt.
Pop Will Eat Itself. Yeah, it's a band that only old people like me will have.
I have no idea what
of.
Is it.
they were big in the late 80s and early 90s.
Okay.
That's all you need to know, really.
Anyway, speaking about something that was big in the early 80s and 90s, and maybe actually in the year 2000, was BlackBerry. Now, last week, we didn't actually have...
Oh, the whatberry?
Now, last week, we didn't have time to talk about BlackBerry, but they are back, and in a slightly weird way and shape. It's called the BlackBerry Passport because of the size of it. It's actually the size of an international passport. Anyways, you might have already seen it on the web or even in the stores, because it's actually out here in Malaysia already. And I don't know, I kind of like it just from the way it looks, and you know, the way it is. I'm not just because I'm a BlackBerry fan, but
people are gonna get a bit of a shock now. I like it too. That's why I'm smiling to myself, because I can't believe I said it. Actually looks really interesting.
I
like the fact that it's got a keyboard. I'm not really sure how the square screen is actually going to work. That's a bit of a weird one for me. But it actually looks really useful. And I can imagine actually getting some work done on this. Because still, you know, to get work done on an iPad, to get work done on an iPhone, you really need to bring like a Bluetooth keyboard with you. And now these things are all powerful enough to do what laptops did, you know, 5 or 10 years ago. And we managed on those somehow. I actually really like this. I hope it does well, and I'm actually quite interested to get one of these into me paws.
Well, I will hook you up. Let's get a review done.
Cool, excellent.
All right. Anyways, Google Street View is finally here in Malaysia, so it's time to, you know, sit down and, you know, do your couch traveling or what do you call that term again? Is it couch traveling? Couch surfing is a different thing.
I know what you mean. I can't remember what it's called.
Sofa surfing or whatever. Well, anyways, you can check out the large sections of peninsula Malaysia, and generally you can travel the whole of Klang Valley just at your, you know, just at your home or your bedroom. However, if you do come across any number plates that hasn't been blurred out, or you feel that there's some sensitive image like your house or something like that, you know, you're doing something really funky, you can actually report it to Google. You can do it now. To be honest, I love Google Street View, and you know, people will be asking, like, oh, you know, why they do it in Malaysia? There's no point. Well, it's not actually for us, because I do Google Street View for places that I'm going to visit, like when I'm traveling to a country
exactly.
I have no idea where it is.
You take a look, you get some landmarks and that kind of thing. You actually get a feel for what it looks like. And again, I think it's a great thing for Malaysia. My mum hates Google Street View. She seems to think that the cameras are out there 24 hours a day.
Dear.
Like
that's a drone. Inside.
No, and there should be websites in Malaysia dedicated to the nonsense that is captured on Street View.
Because
it's Malaysia. There's going to be loads of nonsense captured on those cameras.
I am very sure. I can't wait for that. Anyways, recently there's been much hype about, you know, Apple's BandGate issue, and there's some users of the Galaxy Note 4 have reported that there seems to be a gap between the screen and the bezel that could potentially allow, you know, sort of like a moisture or dust to seep into the electronics. Now, they're calling it this the gap gate. Now, the gap is not that wide, but it's wide enough to slip a business card in. And at first, it looks like another manufacturing flaw. But, you know, kudos to Samsung, because they, based on the user manual, they sort of knew this in advance. They said that it's rather a necessary manufacturing feature, which they didn't explain what feature. But over the time, friction between parts like vibration may cause the gap to slightly expand. Now, I think this is sort of like a bigger issue than the bandgate, because the bandgate, you need to bend your phone on purpose, or, you know, something massively happened.
Yeah.
This is like, there's a gap between the screen and your bezel, and they're saying it's a manufacturing feature.
I don't know. I mean, I can imagine that it's for a manufacturing reason, but it could actually be because you were saying, you know, friction and vibration, yeah. It could actually be something to do with that, because the body, is the body on the latest Samsung, is it still plastic? I don't know, I haven't even seen one, to be honest.
It's it's still plastic, but yeah. they've got the Galaxy Alpha, which is the metal one.
Yeah, so like, maybe it's actually a feature, you know, maybe something to do with the plastic, maybe yeah. because the plastic does flex, so there has to be a gap there so that the screen doesn't flex as well. Mm. I don't know. I don't really care.
Yeah, actually, you know what? Just if you like the phone, you're going to buy it. It doesn't matter what
exactly.
Gap.
Exactly. I mean, just don't bend it. Don't stick business cards in it. Don't drop it in the toilet. You know, just look after your phone and all these things. They won't matter.
Exactly. Now, anyways, GeekTune. So early on, we mentioned a couple of bands we mentioned more than a couple of bands, but there were two bands that you said are your favorites currently. And we are going to play one of them this week and the other one next week. So anyways, we start off with the first one with the White Hacks, Paradise. Why did you pick Paradise, though? I've listened to it.
Well, I mean, the album itself is quite slow. So yeah. This is one of the faster tunes. It's one of the catchier ones. But I just like it. It sounds very icy. It sounds very 1980s.
Like, it sounds a lot like M83.
A little bit like M83, right? But yeah. A bit more kind of vintage. And also, it's an Australian duo, but it's a very English or very European German kind of sounding thing. So I just thought it was an interesting record.
Anyways, yeah, we're talking about White Hacks, Paradise. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.